May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, I think the call today definitely kind of leads us into our lectionary. Because we pray, Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Spirit to be tempted by Satan, come quickly and help us. Because that's what we want. We want our Savior to help us. Because we are tempted. All of us are tempted every day. And some of us have weak spots or weak moments. And others might have other weak spots or weak moments. But this is what we want. We want our Savior to be with us. We want Jesus to be with us, to strengthen us at all times. And that's what our prayer is. Now today, for me, I like the Old Testament and the Gospel because the Old Testament shows the weakness of humanity and disobedience. And also the love of self. Rather than what happens in the Gospel, which is the Gospel shows Jesus as with the strength of obedience and the strength that comes from loving God more than self, more than anything. And so we have like opposites. Now, in Genesis, we know the story inside and out. And if we look at it, we can take a couple of the words and think about it. One being fruit, which of course we think of apples, oranges, and that type of fruit. But fruit also means what comes forth from who we are. And so the serpent is trying to get the woman to disobey God. And it works. Because he says, you know, if you eat from this tree, you're going to be like God. And that was a temptation for both of them. She gave to her husband, he ate it too. So the fruit of their disobedience was shame. Because what happens is, we know at the end, it says, then the eyes of the both of them were opened. And they realized they were naked. In other words, they were ashamed because they had disobeyed their God. Now, if we think about it in, let's say, more modern terms, in the New Testament terms, what's the fruit of the Holy Spirit? That's the type of fruit that God is trying to get from us. That's the fruit of obedience. That's the fruit of loving God first and foremost. So when we walk around, if we can show others, like when we go to the store, or go home, or wherever we are, if we can show love, joy, do we have smiles on our faces, or are we grumpy? Do we show peace, patience? And sometimes we know patience is very difficult to do. Then kindness, and goodness, and faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Those are what is supposed to be our fruit because we're Jesus' brothers and sisters. That's what's supposed to come out of us. We're supposed to show that to other people. For them, when they realized, when they ate from the tree that knows good and evil, they realized, they knew what they were doing, but then they suddenly understood that they had failed. They had disobeyed their God. And that's why they were ashamed. And that's why there was fear. Because with love, with true love, there is no shame. With love, there is never fear. In fact, fear and love are opposites. Now, with this gospel, we have Satan, and we can tell right from the bat, is trying to undermine what Jesus has just learned, or actually not just learned, but what Jesus knows from his baptism, that he is the Son of God, in whom God is well pleased. And so what does Satan try to do? He says, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread. Jesus was famished. That's more than just missing breakfast and lunch. And I don't know about you, but if I miss breakfast and lunch, I am really hungry. Jesus hadn't eaten for days and days. Fasting can help us, like, realize the hunger in the world by others. Fasting helps our, like, we have more willpower if we can pull it off, even for just a little while. And that's what Jesus was doing. For Jesus, commanding the stones to become loaves of bread, if he had done it because the devil told him to, it would have been sin. If God Almighty had said, well, go ahead, you've done your fasting, command the stones to bread, then that would not have been a sin. Following what God says is not a sin. Following Satan is a sin. Now, next we have, he says, it's kind of like about who Jesus is, his identity. He says, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command your angels concerning you. And basically, they won't let you get hurt. See, Satan knew his Bible inside out. But the fruit of his knowledge of the Bible was evil and sinful and disobedient. But then Jesus gets it back. He says, again, it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Jesus didn't have to prove to anybody who he was. Jesus knew his mission. Jesus loved God first and foremost, and he loved us enough to want to save us and redeem us and actually be the example we need to see and hear about so that we can imitate him. So finally, it was the temptation of possessions. Satan says, he takes them up to a high mountain, and he shows them all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he says, all this I will give you if you fall down and worship me. Well, first off, Satan was trying to give something that Satan didn't even own. It belonged to God. Jesus knew this. Jesus knows that he wants to serve God only. He wants to love God only. And that's what he was about. And he loved us enough where he turned down all of these three temptations. So there it is. This Lent, maybe think about it. Are we tempted by physical, like by hunger, or by our identity, or by our possessions? Do we have a weakness that we don't even know about, really, or have thought about? During Lent, it's a really good time to kind of slow up and maybe just pray and think about it. Just be with God, rest in his arms, and learn about ourselves. Not about others, but about ourselves and how we can follow Jesus' footsteps. Jesus, as a human being, felt the full force and power of the temptations. But because Jesus was obedient, he was true, and he was loving, and he had such a relationship with God the Father, that Jesus was strong and could reject the temptations and serve God as he deserves. Jesus also totally trusted and loved God just more than anything or anyone. So although this is a Lenten lesson, it's still kind of an epiphany lesson because all of this shows us who Jesus was. All of this really lets us know the true nature of our Lord, the true nature of God, our Creator. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, this Lent and every day, we do ask that you come quickly to save us from any temptations and help us to have a stronger, more comforting, more trusting relationship with you, so that we, when we need, which is every day, we can depend on you to show us what you want and what we are to do. Help us to be loving, obedient, and true, and that the fruit from our daily work, whatever we do, is truly spiritual and within your Holy Spirit.